another episode of Ascending Altitudes. Ascending Altitudes is a weekly podcast designed to challenge and inspire you towards higher altitudes and Holy Spirit living, to help you in your transformation to look like Jesus in this challenging world. Please know that whoever you are, wherever you are in this world, whatever your circumstances, I am praying for you and with you. If you gain encouragement when you listen to these podcasts, feel free to let friends and family know so they can be encouraged as well. You can listen on the platform of your choice and on my website as well, called Catching the Winds at catchingthewinds.com. We had a replay last week, Battle Ready, to remind us to stay on our post, and I thought it was a very timely reminder. So this week, we are officially on episode number 15 called Dimensions. My foundational scripture is John 14, 1 through 4. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. This is a perplexing and soon to become a very painful moment for Jesus' disciples, in which he explains to them that he must go away. Yet he is really not going away, because he will send someone much like himself in the person of the Holy Spirit to be their comforter, teacher, guide, etc. He tells them to not let their hearts be troubled, because he is going back to the Father. Only this time he won't go alone. He has much fruit to take with him, and part of that fruit is them and us. He tells them that where he is going, they may go as well. In my Father's house are many mansions, many rooms. And these rooms in heaven are not just one-dimensional linear spaces for our new glorified bodies to dwell in. These rooms are dimensions of God's glory that go on and on. How do I know this? Because this is who God is. He is a multi-dimensional, glorious God. He goes on into infinity and beyond, because he is a God who cannot be contained by time or space. And heaven is a reflection of who God is. You may be thinking, what is greater than infinity? I say this because infinity is man's best description of something which is endless, like eternity. But our finite minds cannot really comprehend eternity at all. Now here's even more good news for us. We can experience many of the rooms of God in heaven now. We can go from room to room, from glory to glory, and most likely from glory to glory within a room. How can this be, you ask? It is because when Jesus shed his blood and went away, he gave us something mankind never had before: the forgiveness of sins and access to heaven while still on earth. Ephesians 2, 4 through 6 says, "But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus." So we who are born again into the kingdom of light are two-dimensional beings. I say this not meaning that there is just one dimension to each place, but meaning that we are not limited only to the dimensions of earth or heaven alone if our name is written in God's book, because we dwell simultaneously on earth and in heaven, and we have access to the rooms of heaven. But in order to get high, we first have to get low. My blog, Catching the Winds, was designed for me and based on my personal preferences by Remain Relative. If you want a website, they can help you in your expression as well. Check them out at remainrelative.com. Also, you can access these Ascending Altitudes podcasts on my blog, Catching the Winds, where all my podcasts have been archived for you there at catchingthewinds.com. What is it you need from heaven this moment, this week, this year, this season of your life? Heaven has everything you need, and the Lord is giving you access because heaven is your home, not after you die. You are a part of God's kingdom. Heaven is your home right now. Get low and ask Father God in the name of Jesus to take you to whatever room in heaven He wants you to have access to, whenever and however He wants to take you there. Because remember, He is a multi-dimensional God into infinity and beyond, into eternity and beyond. Ephesians 3:21 says, "To Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen." The King James says, "Worlds without end. Amen." The God of unlimited worlds, realms, and dimensions, the God who goes on and on into the ages. His ways are far above our ways, and His thoughts are far above our thoughts. And just as Paul and John and many others in Scripture were given access to the third heaven, God is not a respecter of persons. Colossians 3:1-3 says, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God." What you need right now is not on earth, but it's in heaven. But here's a word of caution. First we get low, we ask God to take us high, and we wait on Him. We do not pursue New Age or occultic practices which are deceptive and seek to mimic third heaven experiences with God. This is witchcraft. If you try to push your way into a door or a room you have not been invited into and given access to through Jesus, Scripture says you are a thief and a robber. And what you encounter will not be the Son of God, but a false Jesus. Jesus is the only way. Father God, we all have problems or circumstances in our life this very moment in which we need help. Many of those problems, the solution is not here on earth, but in heaven. So as your word says in Colossians 3:1, we are seeking what is above us and not beneath us. Jesus, would you please encounter us at the right time with the right word or solution from your many mansions in heaven? For some of us, the answer will come from your logos, reading your written word. From some of us, it will be a rhema word, your voice, your words speaking on the inside of us. And for others of us, it will be a third heaven encounter in which we will not be the same. As you assured your disciples, I reassure your people now that where you are, they are, and also shall be, that they do not have to die a physical death to join you at your invitation to be with you in the rooms of heaven. They just need to first go low. I seal this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you as you get low this week and wait in peaceful anticipation for Holy Spirit, the one Jesus sent to give you access to higher altitudes. Thank you for listening.